Man, that Orange is the New Black, man. That's my shit now.
That's a good fucking show, man.
Man, now granted, it ain't Oz, but...
What is Oz?
Cody, you said it best last time you came over, whatever. This is PG compared to Oz.
That's some shit. Yeah, there's no shit throwing into that show.
Ain't no biting dicks off and shit like that. I swear to God, dude, I was a kid when I saw that. I was like, oh my God. Dude was like, hey, wake up. Wake up, man. And I was like, oh, what are they going to go do? They're going to go beat somebody up around. And that motherfucker got on his knees, pulled his back. I was like, hey, whoa, what the fuck? And then all you hear is you see this dude's eyes rolling the back of his head. And, oh! And then he just, and the dude that was sucking just spits it out like it was nothing. Like, I was like, oh. My mom, because she fell asleep on the TV or whatever she was watching. She was like, boy, what you doing in here? I said, oh, is this what you watch?
Yeah, until Orange is the New Black delivers somebody's dick in a box, it will not be compared to Oz as of yet.
It's good. It's nothing but ass and titties in that prison. That's why. Nothing but ass and titties. And I don't have a problem with that neither. I'm trying to get my girl to go to prison just to see if it's like that, you know? Bring me home another Spanish mommy, you know what I'm saying? bring me home one of them big lip Spanish chicks or whatever. I don't think they make prison not so bad, actually.
Huh?
They make, matter of fact, I understand why there's a transgender in there. Because he's like, look, I could either end up in that prison they show at the first episode of season 2.
Exactly.
Or I can end up here.
At least get something to look at.
You know? Exactly, whatever. And I get to do hair. So... So you know what? Look, who got the better deal of that bargain?
There you go. See, he was ahead of the game.
Yeah, he was ahead of the game. Because after seeing that first episode of season 2, I was just like, that nigga that they love on that plane, that black nigga, that kept grabbing his dick and shit, I was like, you know what? Being a transgender ain't all that bad for this moment, right? All you gotta do is tuck your dick in for a little bit, whatever, you know? That damn sure ain't letting that nigga come near me. That nigga was scary. Come on, first class. What that supposed to be? Nah, nigga, I'm just dirty as you are. Nah, nigga, you got something I won't. Oh, shit. Oh, but hey, people. Welcome to Movie Spoilers episode 116, the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody, and welcome to an early morning edition.
This is early. I just woke up, and I'm just like, I was amped. I was like, somebody got to record me, goddammit. We got to go.
Well, I woke up at the logo, too. Got my coffee right here.
Yeah, I got my cranberry juice, 2 ice cubes in it, so, you know, hey. that's pretty much our morning segment of how we start things is, what are we drinking? Well, it ain't alcohol, but close enough.
Yep.
Every week now, I've been trying a new wine as well, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've been just going to the little, I guess it's like one of these little winery marts we have around here. And I just pick up a bottle. Something I've never seen or tried before. And just pick it up and try it out. I bought I don't know the name. I've never seen this bottle before. And they just put it out on the shelf. I think it was called Sequoia. Mm-hmm. It's like a bubbly wine. It's supposed to go with desserts or something like that. It had it last night. It tastes like it had a champagne feeling to it. So... they had a drink online mixed with it, whatever. You pour cranberry juice and put a lime in it. Mm-hmm. Decent drink. Not something I'd say, oh, rush out and get, but the wine itself was only $10, so.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you already probably got the cranberry juice at home. If you want to mix something or whatever and try something new, I would recommend it. It's not that bad.
Well, look at you, little wine enthusiast.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm getting into my wine, baby.
Man,
well, What better way to open up a podcast than prison rape and wine?
perfect. So well.
Perfect combination. Anyway, and subject we pull up. What the fuck has CJ done this week? He's hiding his identity.
Wait, what?
I don't know if you've seen his photo he posted online.
Oh, okay, with that little, little Groucho Marx.
Yeah, Groucho Marx was there, classic. He's trying to hide away. Yeah. That's a new segment we have on the show, is what are we drinking and what is CJ up to? Oh, and prison rape. Nigga trying to hide his identity, nigga.
You better try hard, CJ.
Yeah, you saw that photo I sent you. That's the best Star Wars adaptation ever.
Yep, absolutely.
He is your father.
Should put him in the movie.
Oh, my girl has been asking me all week, and CJ guys talk to you guys later. I was like, that nigga don't talk to us at all when we make fun of him on a week or whatever and shit.
Nope.
Every now and then he'll post something. That's when we'll comment on it, and then he'll give us a comment saying, "You Negroes is funny." Yeah.
He said, I'm not the father.
Yeah, I'm not the father. Hey, CJ, man, you gotta stop using that fucking Google Talk. That shit don't work, man. People, if you don't know CJ, he doesn't text. He fucking Google Talk. He talks into the fucking thing.
Okay, that's what he does.
Yeah.
He has some erratic fucking responses, man.
Man, his... Okay, people, whenever we get ready for a review or we say something, we'll wait for CJ's message. That's the wild card in there. You gotta wait for CJ's messenger. And when he sends a message, the words just be all over the fucking place and shit. And a part of you is going like, CJ's not slow. I know the nigga knows how to write or whatever. I mean, shit, come on now. I know he knows how to write. And you see that, and you just look at it and go like, judging from that way that nigga talk, I don't know. But then you realize, because I remember he told us on a recap episode we did of Walking Dead, he was like, man, fucking Google Talk don't be working sometimes. And I was like, why you keep using this shit, nigga? It don't fucking work, shit. Your words be, I'm not the father. Nigga, you sound retarded. Nigga, you can't be posting it. It's okay if you post it to both of us, but when you post it to the world, you got problems now, bro.
I would say so.
Yeah, shit. CJ. Oh, my Lord. But people, we got an action-packed episode as always.
As usual.
Yeah, exactly. We got tons of questions and comments from all you lovely bastards out there. As Cody would also profoundly put it.
Beautiful bastards to you.
Yeah, see, right? We got some box office talk from some piece of shit movie I had to see this weekend.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see how this turned out.
Man, Cody, we must be motherfucking trailer gods right now, whatever, because for the past, I don't know how many weeks we've been right on a trailer. Every week I go see the movie, we didn't talk about a trailer. It is the same exact thing we didn't said about the goddamn trailer talk.
Damn.
Swear to fucking God. And
I don't know if that's a good thing or...
Mainly we've been talking a lot of shit. So... But goddamn, man, think like a man too. Oh my God.
Hey, well, at least we're accurate.
Exactly, at least we're accurate. I've never seen a movie waste my time as much as that one did.
It
literally was just like that poster. Michael Lilly was just standing in the background, just smiling at them niggas like,
"What the fuck am I doing here?"
I know I'm better than y'all now. I really do. Let me look at you, foolish niggas. Look at you. Any of y'all niggas got a TV show yet? Any of y'all had a good TV show that's gotten canceled yet? I don't think so.
Just yet.
Yeah, exactly. Have any of y'all ever been fucked over yet? That's how you know you made it big, when you've been fucked over.
Exactly.
But, yeah, we got some box office talk. Speaking of lazy movies, we got a Blu-ray release that I would love to talk about as well.
Okay.
And then trailer talk with Transformers.
Fuck.
Age of Extinction.
Fuck. 165 minutes of Michael Bay goodness.
God damn, dude. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame. Oh, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. God damn, but fool me 3 to 4 times.
Damn, man.
Oh, man. You know, I'd like to keep giving him the benefit of the doubt. Be like, I don't want to jump on that bandwagon with everybody else that he is this director and doesn't listen to people to think, but he has a track record of not giving a fuck, so.
At this point now,
that shit I just said right now, I was saying that shit before the third one came out. By this point now, I ain't saying shit no more.
Yeah, how could you?
That motherfucker done fooled so many fucking times. Or it wasn't my fault for Transformers 2. It was a writer's strike. You see Transformers 3, you just like, It's the same shit, bro.
No, again, more tired. This go around.
It's the same shit. You just substituted shit.
Same fucking thing.
He literally substituted shit. Just like, little Flappy Skits in here. We'll make them little bots talk. Let's add an extra. Matter of fact, let's add an extra little bot and make them talk more now. Where they have the same damn near dialogue. Let's make a Scottish and Irish robot. Whatever. Why?
Let's make an old robot with a cane. Any sense.
Farting umbrellas. And, I mean, fucking. Why is he farting?
Yeah, this one, when he hit this dude with the fucking full on beard and a cigar in his mouth. Like,
the third one he did. The third one, yeah, he gave him a fucking beard and, and glasses. He gave him. He gave him glasses. What the fuck is wrong with you, Michael Bay?
Michael Bay.
Why were they spitting up blood? Okay, I know people are going to be like, you do. Well, defend that they are aliens or whatever. But Michael Bay never explored that. To me, they just look like machines, okay? Only time you ever get a feel that they aliens is at the beginning of the movie where Optimus Prime go, there was a secret war. There was a secret war on our planet, Cybertron. And then you see this fucked up planet. And then you see some ship flying or something like that, whatever, and then go like, the humans did not know about until now. You're like, what?
Always some dark secret, always something with the humans in the past.
And it's like, it's the same shit.
Same fucking thing, dude. Oh, God, I gotta see this shit this week. Ah.
Okay, alright. What do you think? Alright, you know, this is a good question. We gonna get on. I got some questions for 22 Jump Street. I had a question right here, man. It says, finally a sequel that is good and bad and or mediocre. What do you, Cody, and P1 think that comedy sequels to good movies could learn from this movie? How to write?
I guess it's self-awareness in a way.
Yeah. If it's foolish like this, then yeah, self-awareness will definitely help. If it's something like another one that came out that we like How to Train Your Dragon 2 that actually had story... In the first one. Not to say the first 21 Jump Street didn't have story, but it's a comedy joke. They actually was playing around with that a lot to where it was like, we know this is, people are complaining like, oh, they're making a movie out of some shit that nobody gave a fuck about on TV, huh?
Right.
So, like, comedies, I think self-awareness is like, hits the nail in the coffin or whatever. Like, a comedy I had to fucking see this weekend that had no self-awareness about it, but... Tried to play this shit as if people gave a fuck.
Yeah. So bad.
I swear to God, dude, they could have just put a fucking camera on me and you doing a bar pub in downtown LA. It would have been the same shit.
I'm sure it would have been. Probably would have been better.
It probably would have been fucking better. At least we wouldn't have bust out doing a music video or whatever of Poison.
Damn. Oh, my
God. That girl is Poison. There literally is props and sets to where they're wearing sunglasses where and posing and walking down this.
Wow.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Then there's another part of the movie where the white girl is wearing, like, the typical mom clothes. And like, girl, we need to get you fly or whatever. And she's just like, please don't tell me they're going to do, oh, good Lord, a montage of dressing the white woman up. And then she comes out looking stunning or whatever. It's like,
they did that?
Yeah, they did that.
Oh, my God.
In some reason, the movie is about a fucking wedding, if I'm not mistaken. But then it gets derailed because this little midget-ass nigga comes in here, Kevin Hart. And I remember looking at him, and I saw this problem he developed with the hotel he had, which he kept saying is 4,000. I'm just like, ain't no villa, no 4,000 a night. That big-ass villa he got, no, that's not, it's definitely, I remember telling him, I was like, he fucked that up somehow. This is before he even announced that he fucked it up, too. Or I was like, he fucked that up somehow. And I'm willing to bet, babe, I remember telling her this. The plot is going to go around them somehow having to make some money or whatever or doing some crazy thing where they have to help him earn that $40,000. Sure enough, she looked at me and said, I thought this is the first time you've seen this. She said, oh my god, how many movies do you fucking see? And I was just like, I see enough where I see bullshit ass plots like this come along. And sure enough, man, oh my god. Another thing we can say is don't be lazy. Uh-huh. Oh my god, this shit was lazy. It was literally Tim Story saying, I can cash grab off of this.
Tried to do it before.
Yeah, exactly. Where with 22 Jump Street, they made fun of future sequels at the end of the movie, which I thought was the best ending credit scene I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious.
James Bond, I thought Skyfall had the best opening title credit scene for me, with the whole Adele singing and the animation thing they had going on. I was like, that is fucking amazing right there. 22 Jump Street had the best ending credit scene with her. That was fucking hilarious. And part of me wants to see those movies. I ain't gonna lie, part of me was y'all going to video games. And you see them riding up some dinosaur scales or shit like that. Ice Cube yelling, shoot the motherfuckers, shoot the
motherfuckers. Yeah, it was
fucked up graphics. Yeah, fucked up like Kaleo Vision. Yeah, fucking Kaleo Vision and shit like that. Shit like that. For comedies, I think self-awareness is definitely a huge thing. For romantic comedy, you need to expand on the story of why we're here.
Right.
I think like Man too. Why are these couples getting married? Whatever. Why are they in the positions they are? Why? Like, obviously, years has passed, so we need to see these characters evolve. But the couples are never on screen together for more than 5 minutes.
So it's not much of a romantic comedy then.
No, it's not. It doesn't. It opens up with them together because obviously they gotta arrive to Vegas together, and then they split their separate ways, and they don't never come back till the end of the movie.
Wow.
So it's almost as if like, let's see how the girls party in Vegas compared to the guys party in Vegas. Just like nobody gives a fuck. No, nobody gives a fuck. What made the first one I know a lot of people liked it. I was the only one that was like, it's decent, I guess, whatever. What made that one so lovable is that they actually explored these relationships. Mm-hmm. This one didn't do a goddamn thing of doing that. So.
Wow.
But Cynthia, she says, do you guys think if a third one is made, will the joke be tired of? Or will these writers find a way to keep the joke of a sequel being made going? And she's talking about 22 Jump Street.
Thought about it, and initially I thought, yeah, maybe, I don't know if third one will work, but then I thought about the same thing about this one, so after seeing this one, I'm like, you know what, if anybody can make a third one work, it'll be these guys.
I would agree with that too. My only thing is, will I get tired of that? Will those jokes start to feel like they're kind of the same? Mm-hmm. So that's something I'd have to wait and see, Cynthia. I wouldn't know that for a second, because, I do want to see a third one, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, comedies have different reactions on people once they get the sequels and stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm sure they can do something clever, and I'm sure I'll get some laughs out of it. Will it get tiring, though, probably? I don't know. That's something I'd have to see.
Right.
I'm sure if they do in space, it would be much better. Y'all going to space school. I mean, because if they come out and say, just do exactly what you did or something like that, I don't know, they'd have to find a way to get around that somehow or whatever. So it could be like, okay. But unless they put some clever humor in there, then it could probably work still. So that's definitely something I'd have to wait and see. My man Jonathan, he says, how do you guys feel about Aquaman being in Dawn of Justice and a solo Ben Affleck Batman film in 2019 labeled The Batman? That's too goddamn long, so I don't give a fuck. 2019, shit, I'm still thinking about 2014. Shit, how the hell would they say something like that?
Yeah, well, that's just a rumor, that's not officially announced or anything.
Oh, yeah, shit.
But if that does happen, I hope Ben Affleck is on directed.
Which I'm sure is going to happen. I don't even think that's a rumor.
I'm always down for some more Batman, so.
As far as that title goes, I hope it ain't based off that WB Batman that used to.
I highly doubt it.
You remember that shit was called the Batman?
Batman with the fucking roster Joker.
Man, I remember when that first episode came, and I was like, it's not striking me as like a Batman memory, but I was like, maybe if I give it some time, it'll work for me, whatever. That shit derailed like.
Man, dude, what the, some of the character designs and
the way they made his costume was like a fucking vampire type deal or whatever. Like the way the fingernails and shit like that was all. This is like, is he a creature or what? What is it?
What they did with Hugo Strange, I'm like, what the fuck?
The Batmobile. Batman versus Dracula. The hell was that about? They made a movie out of that fucking show, and it's called it Batman versus Dracula. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay.
No doubt, one of the worst Batman anime films. Yeah. Which I'm sure we'll be doing at Darkness of the Movies. You know, I've never seen that movie anywhere, like on shelves or nothing like that. I'm about to say, did they scrape that shit from existence?
They should have.
Personally, I don't give a fuck about Aquaman. I don't know about you.
I mean, yeah, like the whole cast thing, I don't care. I'm just glad the dude is, he's badass looking, so at least they're trying to make Aquaman somewhat of a badass. So,
look like they're going to. It might be going the opposite of what his character is, man.
Which is fine, because people don't give a shit about Aquaman. Hey, you gotta do something with him.
I would say people actually like Aquaman.
Who are these people?
Just people in general. Like, oh, I see this shit, whatever. They always talk about Aquaman on these forum chats and shit like that. Like, I thought I was only in the minority of not giving. I thought minority of Aquaman is just like, who gives a fuck about Aquaman? To be honest with you. Like, because when they were talking about who did they want to be the seven cast members of Justice League, I remember in my cast, I left out Aquaman. And a lot of people, they did a polling, whatever, of the seven that they did, whatever, and Aquaman won the highest polling of it and shit. And I was like,
really?
Oh, so people actually want him to be a founding member of this Justice League. Well, okay.
I guess. Man.
Where the fuck was he at when Superman was in the water fighting that fucking Dr. Octopus thing then, huh? He was just...
Well, that's one of the plot points they bring up. Apparently, that's why he's confront Superman, because he got pissed off about the whole world engine thing at the end of Man of Steel.
Oh my god!
In the Indian Ocean, so he's like, "Hey man, what the fuck, man."
All right, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I don't want to see no fucking 6-on-1 argument bullshit going on here. I don't see no high school drama shit where everybody else is all grown and they trying to tell Superman, "Hey, yeah, this ain't counseling, okay? I don't want to see that shit, okay?" Okay.
As far as Aquaman goes, man, I just hope they do something cool with him visually, like have him battling some sea monsters, some shit. I guess that'd be cool. I don't know.
That's about some sea monsters. I don't know. That shows you how much we give a fuck about Aquaman. We don't know what I'm saying. That shows you how much we give a fuck about Aquaman. We don't give a shit. So you can talk to sea creatures. Okay.
I'm battling Cthulhu. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. From this world that I've gotten Man of Steel, there ain't no sea creatures. There ain't no sea creatures. You're gonna be talking to regular ass shrimp and shit. What's that boy?
Talking to SpongeBob.
Yeah, fucking Patrick and shit. His biggest villain is that goddamn what is that damn that shrimp that goddamn Mr. Crab and him or whatever shit. That's his biggest villain.
His biggest villain is SeaWorld.
SeaWorld. What are they doing to you? Come on, man. Break free. Come on, I'm telling you. Shit. Oh my god, I hope they don't do that with his ass. I swear, turn him to like some fucking PETA rescuer or some shit.
Oh my god, they do that, man, I'm out. I'm not sitting down for that.
I swear to god, if he complains to Superman, you know how many fish you killed or whatever, I'm just gonna be like, okay, man. Alright, man. That's one thing I do not like about, I hate to get on this derail, as animal people, is just like, look what they do to these animals.
See, now that's why they bring
bringing
Aquaman in. Try to get that PETA audience.
Get that PETA audience.
You sly son of a bitch. You ass.
They're trying to please some, because, you know, a lot of people were just like, all this human destruction. You know, I got flashbacks of 9/11 or whatever. So now they're trying to say, well, if you get PETA on our side, it balances out then, you know. So if we get an animal lover in there to say, like, look what you did to these poor defenseless fish.
There you go.
And then, like, you know, I was about to call him Lex and Steel. Lex Luthor. Like, he's far from anything Lex and Steel, but Lex Luthor, he comes in and he wants to start a fish company or whatever, and Aquaman's like, no! He chains himself to a truck and shit. He's like, we shall overcome. He's not gonna have powers at all. He just can't. Oh shit. Batman's gonna look at him like, what happened to you, dude? Didn't you used to be a king? Didn't you used to be a knight crusader? Huh? Why are you out in the daytime, Batman? didn't your chin used to be a little stronger than that, huh? Wasn't your voice a little deeper, huh?
Oh, man, I want to see this movie. Had a Lord of Miller on it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, might as well just have that Batman from The Batman. I mean, that Joker from The Batman then and there while you're at. Have him ass prancing around and shit with no shoes on and shit. Shit. Bitch look like, you look like a retarded Harley Quinn based off of something like that. Like Harley Quinn came out so cool. It's like, when you see that Joker, that's what you think that they were thinking of when they created that character. And then somebody came in and said, what the fuck is wrong with you? As far as that solo Batman film, that's too fucking far away, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Marvel could be talking about, man, we doing a fucking Batman, Spider-Man, and all that shit combined in one. We just doing it, and it could say, I'd be like, oh shit, here we go. And then they say 2019, I'd be like, man. Dude.
Come on, we don't talk about that.
I might die, dude. Come on. I might die from that point, so don't get me excited about something. Shit. Don't tell me no shit like that, man. Unless you plan on giving me some Batman teases in the solo films or whatever, then yeah, man, I didn't give a shit, man.
Let's focus on these movies coming out in the next few years.
Yeah, exactly. Let's focus on those.
The Justice that. And the Justice League and all that. There you go.
Why don't they just fucking call Donna Justice the Justice League movie? And now there's reports saying that this ain't the Man of Steel sequel.
No, it never was.
But I like how they first opened up. It was like, the next Man of Steel sequel, we're going to have Batman in it or whatever shit. Then next, they fucking just scrapped that shit and was just like,
we have a proper Man of Steel sequel. I'm like, bye. Bullshit. Which I knew that anyway, so we're just confirming it.
Man, they just making this shit up as they go out. Oh, man. Good old Warner Brothers. DC, get out of Warner Brothers' hand. That's a word of advice there for you. Alex Ling, he says, whoa, new news on this whole Edgar Wright Ant-Man deal. Oh, I'm so sick of that now.
I am too.
How do you guys now feel that Edgar Wright left because he didn't want to add the small little features of Moon Knight into the film? Oh, wait, I did hear about this one. Don't know about you guys, but Moon Knight is one of my favorite Marvel characters, and I would love to see him more on the big screen than Ant-Man. A lot of people say that shit. Like, I hear a lot of these minor characters of Marvel that they just really would rather see than Ant-Man.
Moon Knight, I guess.
Moon Knight is really cool, as far as, like, Marvel fanboys. Because he is an Ant-Man. They're not his actual. I don't know if they're gonna full costume. I highly doubt they'll go full costume. I know his character. That's
okay. So it's confirmed that Moon Knight, well, in some form or fashion, is actually in the movie.
Mark Spector was the Moon Knight's like real name, if you will. If not. So he's been assigned to be in the movie. And they were saying that was the tie-in or whatever to maybe branch off to doing him as a solo films as like on Netflix or something like that, whatever.
He was in, so I'm assuming he wasn't Edgar Wright's original script.
Yeah, movie. That's what it was.
Oh, so all this bitching and moaning was over fucking Moon Knight?
Could have been about more, too, in Avengers or whatever, but Moon Knight was saying that they were their main one or whatever, and, fanboys obviously lost their shit or whatever and stuff. Granted, I ain't not gonna lie, I would love to see them venture out into the Moon Knight territory and shit like that. I would definitely love to see that, especially if they're not gonna go full costume and just use his human character in this one. I would really love to see that.
Okay, well, if that's all that it was, then that seems pretty silly.
Yeah.
You just break it off over just that, but I'm assuming it was much more than just that.
It was probably it was a lot more than that. Yeah. The whole Avengers thing. But Moon Knight, according to the fan, that's their biggest thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, obviously, fanboys get crazy. I'm not going to say shit, because I do like Moon Knight. I'm not going to lie. He is a badass character. He's had some good comic book runs as well, whatever, so.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know much about Moon Knight at all, so.
Don't say any bad, because they will flip on you. That's all I can tell you.
By the way, this is the first I've heard of him being in this film from this question, so I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah, there was, they gave like a little bit of the plot synopsis or whatever. I was reading about it, and they were throwing hints of certain names in there that was just not just only Moon Knight, but other Marvel characters as well. And they were using their real names because apparently they're going to be working for this like there was an agency, and then there was another like science factor to it as well, because they were trying to throw the whole science in there and shit. And there was a lot of Marvel characters in there as well, or whatever. And they were trying to throw in tie-ins and more of that, I guess. So.
I'm hearing other disconcerting news about the way they're going with the villains. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard about that one too.
Yellow Jacket. I don't know.
Are they going with Yellow Jacket as the villain?
That's what reports are saying. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, because I'm about to say because Yellow Jacket is the hero.
And Crossfire.
Yeah, Crossfire. Yellow Jacket. Okay, people don't know Yellow Jacket is Ant-Man. Well, he's Hank Pym.
He's former Hank Pym.
So, I didn't read that one. What are they doing? Is Hank Pym gonna be Yellow Jacket or?
It's gonna be whoever apparently Corey Stoll is playing.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, so they're taking a huge liberty with that character. If that's in fact true.
Okay.
And I am not on board with that.
I'd have to wait and see it. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest. Because I'd like Ant-Man better than Yellow Jacket, but I would prefer Hank Pym to be it. But I don't know what they're doing with Hank Pym in this capacity or whatever. Personally, I don't know how they're doing this in general, just because of the fact it comes out after Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. I would assume that Hank Pym would have some designs of whatever. I'm assuming he's going to be in Avengers 2 in some form of capacity. Maybe working at Stark Industries or something.
We'll see.
But yeah, all this shit is speculation. As far as Moon Knight go, I definitely would have loved to see some tie-ins to that or whatever. Kind of like what's his name, Crossbones from Captain America. Just little tidbits like that or whatever. I thought that would have been badass to open up some more characters here. Cause that's one of my favorite things of Marvel, to be honest, is that they're getting these minor characters.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I would love to see what they would have did with a Moon Knight, to be honest. I know he is going to be in the movie. I just, Mark Spector, whatever. I just would have preferred how they were going to do it, to be honest. But yeah, we'll see when that comes out.
Yep.
I personally don't give a shit until that comes out, neither though. If it ain't coming out next month, like Guardians of the Galaxy, I don't give a fuck.
Same here, man. Same here.
I ain't got time to be waiting and shit like that. Whatever. So,
wait and see an approach. I ain't losing sweat over these movies anymore. So
exactly. If they rather they put Moon Knight in or not, I ain't losing no sleep over it. Mm. Oh, you just don't understand. That would have been a better movie. Moon Knight would have just been a. Oh my God, Moon Knight. My personal preference: love to see minor characters in there. Something I wish DC would do, because I think DC has better minor characters, to be honest. But I get what I get, I guess. I don't know. Amethyst Chaos, she says, so who are your favorite and least characters on Orange is the New Black? Cody, if you have seen it by now, and P1. P.S. P1, Thor says something about leaving and divorcing you for some guy that goes by the name of Man of Steel. Thor would never leave me. I don't know what you're talking about. Shit, he brings that hammer down or whatever. Me and her had a debate on Twitter. Who would win in a fight, Thor or Hercules? And I'd be like, Thor, bring that mighty hammer down, baby. Come on now. Now she's saying, who has more charisma, Thor or Chris Hemsworth or Dwayne Johnson? I was like, come on, Dwayne Johnson. Nobody beats Dwayne Johnson in charisma. Come on.
No, that's The Rock.
Yeah, thank you.
The chosen one.
He's the great one. He's the people's. He belongs to the. How does he say it? He looks up in the sky, he floats that head around. The people. That man is electrifying, okay?
Yes.
He is the most electrifying man in all sports entertainment, okay? Goddamn it, shit. Shit, man. Nobody beats. I don't give a shit. If you a veteran, if you Denzel, whatever, you don't have no more charisma than The Rock. I'm sorry. He's the only man in Hollywood that can make bad movies and you can still go.
Yeah, he
wasn't bad.
He's a franchise saver, man. Who can say that? Not a lot of people can say that.
Mm-hmm. How many wrestlers can say they've done it?
Yeah, exactly.
He literally became a global name, man. He's a global entity. He was the main reason why I still watch wrestling all the way up to the late, whenever he decided to leave, 2003, I think, or whatever.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, shit. Because when he gave, you could have a whole two-hour show, because I wish those shows were, but a two-hour show, him on the microphone, I'd have been happy with it.
Exactly.
I'd have been happy with it. Nobody has more charisma than him, whatever. Nope. But Hercules would get his ass kicked, though, especially after the past Hercules movies that I've been seeing Thor beat the shit out of him. Did you see that last Hercules movie? A motherfucker glowing in the water and shit like that. I mean, come on. Even Chris Hemsworth and Thor would be like, dude, tone that shit down. Come on now. I only took my shirt off once in the last time. Now to clean myself. What the fuck are you doing, dude? Fuck, dude. Thor took on the Hulk. Who does Hercules took on? Some people.
Shit. Yeah, that's what by Kratos in God of War 3. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. He must be stronger than Kratos. Come on now. He took on some regular fucking human beings in the fucking last Hercules movie I just saw. They're just like, okay. Gonna be all this all-powerful, strong thing. He's just taking on humans. Okay, well, it's not really a fair fight then. Shit. When you think about it. But, my favorite character, it definitely, yeah. me and Cody just talked about earlier, it's Poussey.
Yeah.
I thought the character was just a down the right bitch. I thought she was cool. I was like, she's cool. But then they did this episode of her in season two where I was like, oh, damn. That character has a lot more depth to her and shit.
Yeah, actually, the most of season two, man. They kind of put her through the ringer.
And I like her character too, what they did with her in season two.
Yeah.
Like, just fuck her. The chick that plays Chapman. I didn't like her that much in season one, but I understand. Like, I didn't like her, like, oh, I can't stand this chick or whatever. I understand where her character was coming from as far as being new to this environment. But I love what they did to her in season two.
Yeah.
After home chick left her.
Exactly.
She just, like, turned out to, like, I don't give a fuck no more. So, yeah. Fuck her.
She did not give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. The way she started talking to people and taking her shit, I was just like, I like this. I like, yeah. She finally fucking wising up now. Shit.
Yeah. I also like the villain on the show, the guy now, V.
Oh, I was gonna say V, man.
He's pretty fucking intimidating, man. I'm like, god damn, that chick is scary.
That when she sat next to home chick, when the home chick was sleeping and shit, and she just got up in the middle of the night and sat, I was just like, oh lord. I remember I got up from my chair and just looked at it. I was just like staring at the screen like, she gonna suffocate this bitch.
She's so charming, man. She pulls you in, but she gonna fucking backstab you in a minute.
Hell yeah. I remember when I first started watching this or whatever, she was one of the first, cause she was talking to Tasty as a child and shit like that. And this dude came out and she was like, this feels short. And I was just like, holy shit, she's a pimp. And I started following her more or whatever. And I was like, I don't fault her. She took care of her people. She was feeding them and shit like that or whatever. But like you said, man, that character, man, you need to watch her.
Yeah.
Because she pulled off on the Hispanics that, like, look, I'm trying to do this, whatever. And she played them bitches. I was like, man, she is running shit up in here and you don't even know it yet.
She is ahead of the curve, man.
She is ahead of I like her a lot. Yeah. Tasty kind of get on my nerves from time to time when the way she be talking and shit, throwing her hands up in there and shit. Like, it was like, bitch, if you don't calm down. Shit, if you don't fucking calm down with that shit, okay. You just grew up in the project. You wasn't doing shit in the project, bitch. When you was trying to slang drugs, you thought putting stickers on the fucking drugs was nice. So, bitch, you don't calm all that. Yo, man, you know what I'm saying? You don't calm that shit down.
Right.
And the Latin women in here. Oh, my Lord. Mm.
I know you having a foot tail for that.
Now, granted, they ain't getting a goddamn thing to do.
Exactly.
Except the mama, man. When did she make that fucking 720 circle of how she took to her daughter now and shit?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get that out because Mama was a big thing in the first season. The second one, she's just kind of like in the background now and shit. Mm-hmm. The one Hispanic chick I do like, though, and I even say she's like fucking hot, too, just because the way she acts or is Gloria.
really?
She's the main chef or whatever and shit.
Yeah, man.
I love that little stare down her and V had, man. I was just like, man, this shit is some shit, right? Yeah,
I got a soup, man. Glory versus V.
Yeah, Glory versus V, man. I'm looking forward to that. And the one Dinah, is that whatever? Oh my lord. Oh my god. I can hear CJ in the background. I don't like her. I don't like Bernard. She just too, you know.
She's too big and those prison clothes, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah, yeah. Her lips look like they too succulent for me. I like bony bitches, you know. they're too succulent for me or whatever. That's a fine ass chick, man. That's the only thing the Latin's there for is fine or whatever. The white women, I like how they segregating these motherfuckers in here now.
Yeah.
I think the Russian chick, she got a lot to her, too, or whatever. I haven't seen really nothing done to that point, though, but there's a lot to that character of her pretty much, like, running things on the lowdown, you know?
Yeah, it's nobody I really dislike, but as far as, but other than, the characters haven't getting any backstory yet or had a flashback.
Yeah. They do that a lot. The one, if I had to say I really didn't like anyone from season one, it was that cop that they tried to frame or whatever. I can't remember his name. The porn stash, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was a little over the top or whatever, just a little too much. I'm sure he's gonna come back because I'm barely on episode 7 or whatever, so yeah. Of season 2. So, but even with me not liking him, it wasn't like I can't stand this guy or whatever.
Right.
If I'd say anyone I don't like is Jason Bateman.
Oh, I mean Jason Biggs.
Oh, Jason Biggs. Yeah, I said Bateman. Goddamn. Yeah, Jason Biggs.
Oh, yeah, it's just
because
he's Jason Biggs.
That's one reason, definitely. And the second reason why is just, like, he keeps coming back to the fucking prison. It's like, how many times him and Chapman gonna fucking break up, goddamn the shit? It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude, just move the fuck on or whatever. Shit.
Yeah.
They had, like, I want to say, like, 2 to 3 episodes of him, like, crying on the phone or some shit like that. And yet, whenever she calls him, she needs help, whatever, he's, like, there to me. I'm just like, dude, make up your fucking mind what you want to do and shit.
Yeah, that story kind of ran its course with me.
Yeah, that same here, and I'm glad they pushed that backwards and they pushed that away. So if I'd say I didn't like it's Jason Biggs, definitely. Mm-hmm. But Poussey is definitely my favorite. That's a down bitch right there, man. That is a down bitch. I want to have a drink with her, shit. Shit, I want to help her get a bitch or something like that, you know? Shit, I didn't know she was educated and shit like that, you know? Shit, she was over there speaking German and shit, and she was ready to pull fire on that fucking German soldier.
Yep.
General or whatever and shit. I was like, God damn.
Took a woman, man.
All right, I got a question for you. You can go ahead and spoil it for me. Do they say how she got up in prison?
They don't.
Okay. See, that's one thing I don't like about the show. They give me these flashbacks or whatever, which are really fucking good, too. The flashbacks, man.
Those
flashbacks are sometimes better than the episode itself, where you have to understand where these characters come from and shit.
Yeah.
But they don't ever wrap up.
Hey, well, maybe in the future seasons, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Andrew, he says, and he replies to that. He says, what are some current TV shows you guys are watching? For me, I cannot put down that House of Cards. Such a really amazing show.
Damn.
House of Cards is fucking amazing. I finally finished that.
Last season, man, we did some fucking dark tech.
Hey, they said, fuck you. That's what they said. They said, fuck you.
Whoa,
they said, we want that fucking Emmy. Fuck. Fuck you, Breaking Bad. We want that Emmy.
Kevin Spacey's great on that show.
Kevin Spacey is fucking terrifying sometimes.
Yeah, what was this with Lex Luthor, man? Shit, this is what we needed.
You know, I was just about to say that. Kevin Spacey would have made a badass Lex Luthor, to be honest. Shit. I mean, because that motherfucker, he sells that role. Sometimes he's like Denzel from Flight. You love him, but sometimes you're like, man, he.
Shit, he pulls in there.
Sometimes you want to be like, man, I love you here, but you, if you just fix that, man, maybe we could be cool.
I remember that final shot of season 2, man.
Oh my god.
The whole office. Yeah, that knock on the desk, I was like, god damn.
That dude said, fuck you. That's what he said. Fuck you, dude. House of Cards, man, that shit is really fucking good. This year's Emmys is definitely going to be a hard one. I saw the...
Yeah, you got True Detective, too.
Oh. I ain't going to lie. I love True Detective. One of my favorite shows, but that's got some hard competition going in.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely another year I wouldn't be mad if somebody won. There's been a lot of good TV shows that have been nominated. TV definitely is nominated some good shows.
TV is, man. TV. Tell you, man, it's the new format, dude.
I just finished Mad Men, because that season just ended, so that's one done. House Cards, I did finish that like a month ago, 2 months ago, maybe.
For me, Louis on FX has finished up for me. I love that show.
FX, man, has been putting out some quality shit lately.
Yeah.
I really wish I would have got that job now. That's why I don't even watch FX now, because it just hurts my... that could have been me. Nah, but I still watch FX, because FX has Fargo and The Americans.
Oh, yeah, man. Shit, I wish I hadn't to catch up with Fargo, man.
I'm behind on Fargo, too. Remember, I haven't even watched Fargo. I'm just waiting until the season ends so I can binge watch it.
Yeah, I want to do that, too. I haven't seen anything on that yet.
But so. A lot of people are telling me it's fucking amazing. You're going to fucking love it. I already know you're going to love it. The Americans, though.
Another one I need to see.
That's a badass show. I'm behind on Sons of Anarchy.
Okay. Yeah, it never piqued my interest.
And Wayne was the one that got me into it, actually.
Okay.
Badass show. They get into some good men. Every now and then, it's like some. It's nothing I'd say rush out and see. If anything, I'd say put that on the bottom of your list or whatever. But I hear it gets better from where I haven't seen it yet, so.
Okay.
I can't really speak on that. Orange is New Black. I'm catching up on that one, too. You know what? I've just got into watching Attack on Titan, too.
Yeah. Another show I need to get into.
I just started that yesterday. I got like 3 episodes in, so.
Okay.
Man, they don't give a fuck in that show. Shit.
I think that's a trip nowadays, just not giving a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, man, I mean, the first episode, they eat a bitch. I mean, I'm just like, goddamn. I'm sorry to spoil that for people, but, you know, that's the first, I'm telling you, the first episode, it gets worse than that shit. You're like, oh, that's, damn, this is what this show gonna be about? Nah, it gets worse than that shit. Hey, eat a bitch, literally eat a bitch. I was just like, well, damn, shit, it wasn't enough to snap her neck. He had to eat the bitch, too, okay? Shit.
yeah, I just finished up Game of Thrones.
Okay.
That's another one.
I know there's some other shit on, too. I just can't think right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what I'm actively watching right now. Everything pretty much finished up for me, so I guess I gotta hop on some of these new shows you just mentioned.
Yeah, I'm gonna binge watch Game of Thrones probably.
So you are gonna watch it?
I am gonna watch it. I'm just gonna binge watch it all the way. I don't know why I've been wanting to do that lately.
Okay, you were talking all that shit earlier.
I wasn't talking that shit. I just never said I wasn't. I don't give a fuck about Game of Thrones. Okay. I said it's probably a good show, but I just don't give a fuck to pique my interest because I was into Mad Men and shit.
Okay.
So I don't know why I've been wanting to wait till season's finished to binge watch them now, because that seems like a pain in the ass, to be honest. Just sit down for a long ass time, you're doing that, but.
Had to wait, had an excruciating wait, a year long wait, next season.
Yeah, I guess maybe. I'm definitely waiting for Walking Dead to get back on.
Of course.
That's a given. I'm hearing they haven't seasons. How many? I never read that news or whatever.
12, something like that.
I was like, God damn, dude. How much heartache can we have here? We're gonna be looking like fucking dried up turd by then. Shit.
You ever see the transformation from season 1 to season 4?
Yeah, exactly. That motherfucker. Man, that ending, dude. That ending of the season 4, where you just like, they don't know who the fuck they fucking. I was like, oh shit. Like you said, Cody, not giving a fuck no more. Just seems to be the trend. A lot of people just like, well, how is he going to get out? And like, that motherfucker said that shit so convincing. I was just like, I ain't worried about him.
He's going to be all right.
He's going to be all right, bro. He's going to be all right. Everything going to be good. where are we at? Monica, she says, I've been gone for a while, but now I'm back. I was wondering if you and Cody will ever do a riff track or a play-by-play of a film.
I don't think that would be out of the question.
I wouldn't mind doing that. Or if we, like, kind of like me and Z do for the hostel, where we watch the movie and just talk shit about it. I already have a movie that we could do, too, if we did that Punisher Warzone.
That would be perfect. Any of the Transformers.
Yeah, movies. Transformers.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
There's a perfect riff track of a... No, not even a play-by-play of Transformers, the first one or whatever. It's these two guys. For 2 hours, all they do is laugh and just... they just go like, no fucking way. They don't do any play-by-play. They just go like... it's just literally them laughing or whatever. Just like... And then it ends while Michael Bay's a dipshit. Like, these dudes, like, having the fucking best time. Like, you'd have thought they watching, like, the best comedy ever or something. Like, I was just like, because a part of me was just like, what the fuck are they watching, dude? Like, what the hell is that so damn funny, whatever. And then it says 20 minutes later into Transformers. I was just like, oh. I didn't realize it was that damn funny. Yeah, we could do that, though. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, shit. Cody just named off a bunch of ones. Shit, Transformers definitely, man.
Yeah.
Transformers 2 and 3, man. Punisher Warzone, I'd probably have that same reaction, those two white guys just laughing the whole way through. Whatever. That is commentary through beginning to end. There is no stopping point in that film of commentary or whatever. Like, most films, you could be like, okay, we're taking a break now, whatever. No, there is no break in Punisher Warzone. The shit opens up and ends weird. Shit. You think your TV shows didn't give a fuck? Punisher Warzone didn't give a fuck.
Nope.
And they will remind you that every fucking minute that they didn't give a fuck. Last question I got here from Django. The D is silent.
Oh boy.
Yeah, oh boy. I thought you only answered in the darkness. What's going on here? He says, what are your thoughts on the great Tarantino teaming me up with Zorro?
What else you want me to say?
Is that what they doing? I only saw the headline. I didn't read the article. I was like, I think
it's just some shit that just Tarantino just said on a whim. Probably wasn't serious about it.
You know damn well if Tarantino say something, they're gonna give him the money to do it, though. That's.
I have no doubt they'll give him the money to do it. I don't know if he was just being serious with this shit.
He'll get that shit to Robert Rodriguez if he had to.
Oh God.
Put that shit on that El Rey station or whatever and shit. Here you go, bro. Actually, bringing up Rodriguez, 22 Jump Street did something that Rodriguez couldn't do with Machete Kills.
What was that?
Make a sequel that was trying to be self-aware about it. and then try to add on to the extra sequel that's coming after that. Tarantino, man, that sounds stupid as fuck if you ask me.
Yeah, that's a horror. What the hell do they have in common other than wearing hats?
I was going to say a mask, but never mind. I don't even fucking wear that shit. Yeah, wearing hats and I was like, they don't have shit in common. Goddamn thing.
That's it.
Man, they don't have shit in fucking good. Tarantino, man, that motherfucker just says shit to just get people interested in him.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's looking for some publicity and shit. I don't give a fuck what he says. Mm. He says shit to start shit. That's what he's in.
No, he's like people talking. That's it.
And I hate to give him shit because I love Jackie Brown.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Jackie Brown is one of my favorite films, man.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. It's actually my favorite Tarantino film, whatever. Yep. Jackie Brown, Pulp Fiction, of course. If you don't love Pulp Fiction, I mean,
yeah.
Who don't love Pulp Fiction? I never heard anyone tell me I don't like Pulp Fiction. So, Reservoir Dogs, you know.
Oh yeah.
Matter of fact, those are my only three I like, to be honest. So never mind. And those are really fucking good films too. Like,
those are all in the
90s. Yeah, those are really good fucking films. And after that, I don't know what the fuck happened. You ready to get some box office talk, though?
Alright, let's get to it. I'm interested to see how it turned out.
Number 5, man, is a drop from number 3, is which was known, too, because it was number 3 last week and two movies came out this week. Maleficent.
Okay.
Man, that motherfucker been in there for 4 weeks.
Oh, it's been 4 weeks? I only think it's 3 weeks. Okay.
4 weeks, yeah. This is week number 4 has been in there or whatever. So, it got $13 million. That's not bad for number 5.
Not at all.
Actually, it almost tied with number 4. It was just $300 short.
Damn, is it coming up on Spider-Man 2 already?
Actually, you're right, it is. It is coming up. Domestically, yes. It is coming up on it is on Spider-Man's ass, man. The budget on that. The budget on that. Because remember, we said Spider-Man 2 was $5 million away from fucking hitting $200 million, right? The budget on Maleficent was $180 million. Domestically, they brought in $185 million already. Mm-hmm. So it's only $10 million. Which, if it made $13 million this week, next week, it's probably going to bring in like $8 million or something like that.
Right.
Even out the box office. Actually, only, yeah, even out the box office is going to bring in that in. So I think it's going to be fine or whatever as far as hitting the $200 million mark. And then overseas, it made $335 million. Worldwide, $521 million. Maleficent said, bitch, I'm back. Angelina Jolie said, "Bitch, I play you. I'm back. Shit." Ain't shit to me right now. Number four, which is a new release from Warner Brothers, Jersey Boys. Which actually that got released in more theaters than Thing Like a Man 2.
Really?
Yeah, 2,900, like, to be exact. Thing Like a Man was only released in 2,200.
Okay.
Well, Clint, that's a failure probably for you then. Actually, I don't know the budget on this. But the movie probably only cost like fucking $4 million. Oh, it cost $40 million. Oh, goddamn. The hell was you thinking, Clint? Why the hell did this movie cost that much, first of all? Okay, people, I gotta...
Really? On a stage adaption?
First of all, none of the actors in here. The only actor in here that's known is Christopher Walken, and he ain't got no fucking big paycheck to him. Everybody else is from that fucking stage performance and shit. Mm-hmm. So nobody here is big. And no, you know it's bad when Christopher Walken is the biggest name in here.
Right.
And he's not even the main star of the film either, so... 13... 40 million, dude. 40 fucking million for Jersey Boy. I don't know what the hell they were thinking on that budget. They could have easily did that shit for one of them cheap-ass horror films, like 10 million or something.
You would think. Wow, 40 million, I guess, man.
I thought I was about to eat my words, but coming in at number four and only making 13 million? Yeah, I don't think it's making that money back.
Probably not.
Yeah, it'd probably bring in 8 million or something. I think by the time it's done, it'll probably be lucky if it makes 30 million.
Yeah.
If that or, we'll get into Spider-Man 2 because I got news on that one. It is funny as fuck what Sony is trying to pull out their ass on that one. Last week I said they hoping 22 Jump Street makes his money for it or whatever, but now they got another saying over there. So, number three, dropping down from number two, How to Train Your Motherfucking Dragon 2. $25 million. $25.3 million actually to be exact. Budget on that is $145 million. Domestic has $95 million. Overseas, $76 million. Worldwide, $171 million. $76 million, that's kind of low. Overseas.
Yeah.
Because overseas, for the first one, made a shitload of money over there. Domestic, it looked like it's doing fine.
It's only how many markets has it released overseas so far? Is it all the big names? Or
all what? The big names, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it got released in some of the bigger markets before it came to the States.
Mm, okay.
Domestically, look like it's doing fine. $50 million. It's not gonna get pushed down because only one movie's come out. It's gonna get pushed down one, but I think it can still bring in $15 million still again, because it made $22 million this week. So it could probably bring in about $15 to $20 million this week, and it'll probably slowly hit that budget. But DreamWorks is calling this a failure. It is not making the money they wanted to, because I don't know if you remember, but DreamWorks locally had a. I was reading up some news on DreamWorks a couple of months ago. They were talking about they were putting a lot of faith in How to Train Your Dragon 2 because the studio is coming close to a closing. And that's because Turbo failed last year.
Yeah.
And Rise of the Guardians as well.
Yeah.
Which didn't do that great domestic, which I'm shocked by because that came out around Christmas time. So you think that... Personally, I thought that was much better than fucking Wreck-It Ralph and that Hotel Transylvania fucking movie.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. I'm saying that.
Man, I do not get Hotel
Transylvania. I don't get Wreck-It Ralph.
I don't get Wreck-It Ralph neither. Oh, that's for Nintendo fanboys. That's why. Wreck-It Ralph, people screaming for that sequel. I'm just like, Wreck-It Ralph is... it's fine, okay? But it's not... Goddamn, it's not hitting... standard points like this is something you gotta see, like you motherfuckers are saying,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man, DreamWorks used to be like the top animation house, right?
Yeah, it used to be.
Shrek used to be monumental, man.
Well, not even just so in money wise, though. Like, the two they named, Turbo, which I went in there with like thinking Turbo was gonna be fucking horrible. Turbo was a little bit better than what I thought. I mean, the story was simple enough where I was just like, you know what? It was only an hour and 20 minutes, it was in and out. It did what it needed to do. I was fine with the movie. If I had to watch it again, I wouldn't begrudge it. Matter of fact, I'd probably even watch it more than Wreck-It Ralph, to be honest.
Okay.
To say that amount or whatever. Rise of the Guardians, I thought that was one of the best animated movies of 2012.
Yeah.
Paranorman was obviously my favorite, but I thought Rise of the Guardians made a good second to it. So I thought it was decent. And How to Train Your Dragon, I thought this, as far as seeing the second one, I think the franchise is up there almost with Toy Story.
Oh, wow. That's saying a lot.
Yeah, they actually do a lot in the How to Train Your Dragon stories or whatever. The shit is not for kids. I can tell you that right now. When the first one ended, and that motherfucker woke up in that bed, I was just like, oh, happy ending with it. That motherfucker had no leg. I was like,
damn.
shit. Well, alrighty then. And then the first one, when they killing dragons and shit, the way that was just, I mean, the second one when they did that, I was just like, well, okay. Shit is hitting some dark tones there. When his father dies and shit, I'm just like, yeah, they don't give a fuck, though.
There you go again. Get another property. I give a fuck.
Yeah, man, shit, not giving a fuck. That's what you do, man. They're talking about, because of those failures and How to Train Your Dragon 2 not making the money it is, they don't know if they're going to be a business at the end of the year.
Damn.
So, you know what's going to happen now.
What's that?
That rat is gonna come in there. Oh boy. Well, look who it is. Mr. DreamWorks himself. I had to defrost Mr. Disney over there, or whatever, just to get his ass out for this monumental appraisement right here.
You're knocking on Spielberg's door.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, say I own you. Say it. I will never say that. Oh, I guess my money's no good for you then. Wait. You own me. They all say that. Eventually, they all come around and say it. Spielberg's been sucking my mouse dick for 20 years now.
Awesome.
Lucas just started sucking it. DC, you're next. Oh, I'll own you next to. There's another cartoon. That fucking Bugs Bunny and then whatever. I'll own your ass too. Warner Brothers, you ain't got shit to me right now. Man, you know if Disney buys DreamWorks, that's the thing. Did it's like I said in the darkness, dude. Competition. When you get big, they buy out competition. And this looks like a perfect opening for Disney to come in and say, yeah, we gonna buy you.
Another studio under our umbrella.
Man, Disney, people ask us what company we think ever gonna go out. I can tell you what's never gonna go out of business. That's damn sure Disney is never gonna go out of business, too.
Exactly. Tell you, man.
Never. Never gonna go out of business, man. Is it ever?
No, I tell you, Disney World is gonna be literal, man.
That Disney dollar really gonna be meaning something. Is there ever a moment when you see Disney stocks down or anything like that? Whatever. I mean, they own so many properties where people go like, when they have one failure of a movie, they go like, oh, look, Disney's losing its track. It's like, no, they're not.
No,
they're not. No, they're not. Because you know why? Their movie that comes out 2 months later or whatever is gonna make twice that.
Exactly.
They don't have to do shit. Their movies make it. Marvel makes it. That Star Wars movie's gonna make a shitload of fucking money. I don't get shit nobody says. So shit. Yeah. Pixar makes shitloads of movies. Matter of fact, Pixar fucking, they might as well just call them the animated Oscar.
Basically.
Because if they make a movie, they get an Oscar.
Yep. You're just some bullshit.
Exactly, whatever shit. So I take that back because Disney said, hey, wait a minute. Pixar ain't the only bitch. Frozen was my shit. I own that shit. So, they get on DreamWorks board wagon or whatever, man. Hey, I ain't mad at Disney neither, shit. They make some good quality films over there sometimes. I mean, they make better than they do shit. Let's say that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they release like so many, don't even get me started on Buena Vista, shit.
Yeah.
Buena Vista releases a fucking movie like every goddamn month or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
But, sorry, DreamWorks, but you about to go down. Yep, I wish I had that soundboard right there. number two dropped from number one, which is not... Actually, it's 1 million away from the number one spot, too, so it looked like they was giving this some fight. 22 Jump Street, $29 million, man.
Nice.
That's actually not bad for...
That's damn good.
Actually, I was about to say, didn't this movie cost as much as Jersey Shore? I mean, Jersey Boys cost? Oh, it's $50 million. $10 million more. But this one has stars in it.
Yeah, and it has shit blown up, so...
Yeah. One shit in fucking Jersey Boys. The hell was you thinking, Clint? That money, he must have used that shit for his dick or something like that. You know what? He used that extra $10 million to get some chairs.
I was going to say that.
bought some extra chairs and shit.
Yeah, like, ah. Chairs
he brought multiple tons of chair. Look at this fucker right here. You all nice and fluffy. Got your leather in here and shit like that. You think you're comfortable, huh?
His actor's probably looking at like, what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is going on? What is he doing? but that brought in 29. Is domestic budget, dude. After being in theater for 2 weeks, $111 million. Jesus Christ. Overseas, $38 million. Worldwide, $149 million.
See, that's how you do it, Sony.
That's how you fucking do it, Sony. That ain't enough to cover your Spider-Man ass, but that, that's it. Oh, no. They're like, well, maybe you just got a chance of doing that. Nah.
No, that's just how you make a successful property on all fronts.
And that's another thing, too, is with only Transformers coming out next week, this is only going to drop by one, so it's going to be in the box office for a while. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in the box office for another 2 to 3 weeks at least.
Okay.
So this ain't going nowhere for a while. Rightfully so. Good comedy too. So
absolutely.
And the number one film, which is another Sony film for that matter too. Think Like a Man 2. T-O-O. God damn it! I hate seeing that. That shit annoys the fuck out. $30 million. Only $1 million from beating 22 Jump Street though.
Ooh, that was a tight ass race.
That was a tight ass race. That just shows you right there, man. So. Thinking Like a Man 2 probably had that much power going in there because 22 Jump Street, man, that's the second week of making that.
Yeah.
The budget on this was only $24 million, though. Mm-hmm. So another Sony film that made its money back in opening weekend. So this movie was shit, though. I don't know. This is fucking horrible. And they set up a third film, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Are you serious?
They literally said Romany Malco proposes to Megan Good.
My God.
Out of fucking nowhere, too. It comes out of fucking nowhere. Like, the movie literally opens up with one of old Romany Malco's old buddies saying, oh, Zeke the Freak is back in town, man. This dude used to do some things back in the day or whatever, stuff like that. And those two just look at each other, and he just like, I don't even know that guy no more. So the whole movie, they're split apart. Megan Good's just question like, that thing is bothering me, you know, just like his past, where I'm just like, why the fuck you care about his past? Is he being good to you now? And it, how many years has it been since the first movie?
Yeah, exactly.
It's been like 3 to 5 years. Okay. Man, this manufacturing ass problem they didn't create it and whatever shit. And then at the end of the movie where everything's going good and everything, they're the only ones with a problem still. And she's sitting in this water crying or whatever, saying, I can't be with you no more because your past just haunts me. I'm just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You got it. So this brother walks in the water in some sappy ass. I felt bad for the brother because he really was acting his ass off in the scene. So I was like, brother, you don't even need to do that. You seriously don't even need to. Brother was putting his all into it, and he gets the nerve to walk in the water and was like, I would never do it. And he was like, you know, my past is my past. We talking about now, whatever. And then all of a sudden, she's happy. He's like, this is what I want. And he pulls a ring out, and I was just like, oh Lord, a third one is happening. I see it.
Wow.
And the next you know, everything's happy again. I'm just like, bitch, just say you wanted him to marry you. Why did we spend 2 hours looking at you moping around and shit like that and just saying his past, homie, when all you really wanted was just him to marry you?
Damn, it sounds like some bullshit.
It sounds some bullshit. And then at the end of the movie where Regina Hall and Terrence is getting married or whatever, Romany Malco and Megan Good look at each other in the movie and you're just like, oh my God. They looked at each other like, that's going to be us 2 years from now when we make a sequel.
God.
Oh, my God. The movie was bullshit, man. It was some bullshit. I was getting upset, to be honest.
That little summary you just gave me, which is, whoa.
And that was with one relationship.
Yeah, that was like one
aspect. Jesus Christ, dude. The movie is complete shit. Yeah. It is literally It is sad, too, after seeing, like, Edge of Tomorrow, which isn't a sequel, but 22 Jump Street and How to Train Your Dragon 2, seeing two sequels that add on to the previous movies, and to this to come out that the very next fucking week, after we didn't gave sequels so much praise or whatever with those two films of How to Train Your Dragon 2 and 22 Jump Street of how I'm being clever and smart, this shit came out and said, fuck those two movies. We're going to show you how to just make money. Man, fuck you, Tim Story. That is a black director I will never get.
Oh, yeah.
That is a dude I would never fucking get. This dude, if people don't know, he done such movies.
Work, man. Man,
this dude done Ride Along, Think Like a Man, too, the Fantastic Four series, the Barbershop series. And he's doing the Ride Along, too. Oh, what was that?
And he's Ride Along, too. Oh, my God, I forgot.
Yeah, exactly, man. The son of a bitch, dude.
Oh, wow, dude. Fuck that guy.
I haven't posted the Jersey Boys review, but I was talking to Leyu about it, I was talking about the Thinking Like a Man 2 review. I was telling him, because Tim Story just had an interview he did, and the motherfucker said, I would love to do Fantastic Four in now time, because back then, because they asked him about Galactus, he was like, I don't think people would have understood what Galactus was if we would have did him right. Like, I was just looking at him like, somebody get this guy away from cameras. Somebody get this motherfucker away. He's like, but nowadays, since people are accepting people like Thanos and all them, they're accepting Thanos and, Guardians of the Galaxy and all that, whatever. I think Galactus is just perfect for this time frame. Back then, he wasn't perfect, but now he... Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, dude. Somebody get this dude away from a fucking camera.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Man, this dude...
does not have a fucking clue.
Then he had the nerve talk about like romantic. He was just like, he's like, I like my movies to be fun, you know. I like them to be going there. I can have a good time, laugh and shit like that, or whatever. And you know, Think Like a Man 2 is a romantic comedy where I think people could have that moment. You know, it's not built on story or anything like that, but you know, it's just an all out good time. I'm looking at him like, somebody get his ass away from a camera. This motherfucker don't understand movies. That's what.
New hashtag, people, fuck Tim Story.
Yeah, fuck you, Tim Story, you black bastard, you whatever. People always say, why ain't enough black directors? It's because of niggas like him. That's why. Niggas like him and Nick Cannon, that's why.
Oh, man, what is with these?
I don't get it. I seriously don't.
It's another director.
Yeah, it is. It's another director, Nick Cannon. He's an entrepreneur, remember?
Yes, and I hate saying that, but yes, Nick Cannon, the director. Oh my God,
Jesus Christ! What is the world coming to these days? Oh my God! Oh, I was just about to close this little link, but let's talk about the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
We can't have a movie spoilers episode without talking about our boy.
Our boy Spider-Man. Our boy Spider-Man. Where the fuck is he at? Oh, he's number 14 now. Okay, brought in $600,000. Change shit. Man. That movie is barely 199.
Still has a reason.
That was 2 weeks ago when we made fun of this movie, man.
Oh, Spidey, man. Damn.
You're a million away, bro. You're just a million away.
I won't say it, man. I don't know if that's positive or not.
Nah, it ain't, because it still ain't going to get $255 million. You know, if he would have just came in at number 13 like Blended did, which made $1 million, maybe it'd be fine, you know?
Damn, Spidey.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious right there. Jesus Christ, that motherfucker said, God damn, man. That's hilarious right there. That's even Chef brought in $2
million. Wow.
Chef is like, what's wrong with y'all? Oh my God. So my thing about Spider-Man, man, is Sony is gonna come out and say it's gonna make its money back on Blu-ray and VOD.
Okay.
Sony is scrapping at that money, man. It's just like, you know, whenever a studio comes out and say we're hoping the movie make its money back on VOD and Blu-ray, you know that movie said we failed, so we gotta scrap whatever dollars we gotta get.
Oh man, it's just such a bizarre situation, because the movie has what, 700 million worldwide?
Yeah.
But
just barely hit 700 million worldwide.
But yet, man, we so focused on this domestic total, because it's just so bizarre. It's fucking marketing, man. Sony.
I'm telling you, a lot of people keep saying, does overseas matter? It's like, no, overseas don't fucking matter. Shit.
Oh, not to Sony.
You gotta make that money what you spent in America first, shit.
Yeah.
And they didn't make no $255 million, so America, they didn't even make $200 million. So shit. That's a hard write-off for their asses, especially on something as big as that. Mm-hmm. Well, Sony, join DreamWorks then. That rat is probably just like, yes. My plan is coming together now. All you bitches will belong to me. Got Blu-ray releases, man.
As usual.
Got a lot of limited releases, though. This is a movie that came out. I saw a subtitle film, too, called The Lunchbox. Really good film. 95%. Well worth it. Really good film. You got to check. I'm sure it's going to be on Netflix in like a month or two. That's usually how these things work out for these movies. I would recommend that. But the main release, man, we only got one. That is motherfucking Winter's Tale. Remember that piece of shit movie came out with Colin Farrell earlier this year?
Oh.
The one that made no goddamn sense whatsoever.
Another Colin Farrell disappointment.
Russell Crowe, Will Smith, though. Look how he got quiet. He said, Jennifer Connelly. William Hurt.
Wow.
Jennifer Connelly. I keep going if you like. the cast is unprecedented. Why would they even the director worked on a Lone Survivor. This movie made no fucking sense whatsoever. I was completely baffled and lost and confused. I really was. I was like, I fell asleep at half the theater, and I was like, I'm not even tired, neither. It's just, I don't get what's going on here. This is definitely on the top 10 worst stuff list, personally. I hated this movie.
I forgot the piece.
Will Smith came out playing a character
especially
named
Lucifer. Cast like that.
Yeah, Will Smith came out as a character called Lucifer. Man. He played a character named Lucifer, and like they kept adding this fantasy bullshit to it, and I was like, oh, okay.
Winter's Tale.
Like a horse that had wings came out of nowhere and shit. I was like, what in the hell's going on? Okay, a horse can fly now? It has some rainbow wings. Not like real wings. I'm talking about like little rainbow wings. I'm not bullshitting you.
What the hell? Okay.
And lady who gave this shit a stream it. Shit. He said, well, at least the acting was good. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? The fuck is wrong with you? Shit. Did this shit make sense? No. Did was there a story? No. Then what the fuck you giving it? Shit. Does it cover any basic premises of what a movie is supposed to be? No. Then why the fuck you giving it a stretch? God damn, shit. That boy irritates me sometimes. Some of the decisions he makes. Shit. God damn, dude, this movie was fucking... It was a mind fuck. Like, if we was ever do the play-by-play of this movie, Cody would be quiet, because he wouldn't know what to fucking say.
I don't know if I would respond to what you tell me right now.
You wouldn't respond once you see a fucking magical horse come out of nowhere and you find out this guy's been living for millions of years. Like, how the fuck is that possible? What is this? Yeah, they label this as a drama, science fiction, and fantasy, and mystery and suspense. Yeah, this is a fucking mystery. It's a mystery for your fucking ass. That's what it is. Anyway, let's get in some trailer talk now.
God, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is all the bullshit, dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we got trailer talk now, though. Here we go.
Here we go.
Transformers. Age of Bullshit.
This is the greatest advance in modern physics since the splitting of the atom.
What is that, broke down Optimus? What is that? Is that Jazz? Who is that? Did he come back?
What? Jazz is back, okay.
Oh, great.
I see it.
Straight up. All the way. You guys have never seen a truck like this before.
Dad, he keeps spending money on junk.
I don't think that you truck it off. I think we just found a transformer.
Mark Wahlberg, what did you do to yourself? Why?
Hey, man. Mark Wahlberg asked me this once. Why he does it? Where is
Optimus Prime? He fucks with people. He really does.
Yeah, that's his motto, man.
That's his career, fucking with people.
Yeah. After all we have done, humans are hunting us.
Man, they've been hunting your ass. Okay. Jesus Christ, man. Here he goes with this fucking speech.
They still try to hide.
Yeah. Why are we hiding after all these years? Look, Optimus dying again. How many times Optimus gonna fucking die? Oh, it's another invasion. Here we go. Where the fuck was all these ships hiding last time?
I hope the other Autobots actually do something.
Other than Optimus?
Instead of just standing around.
Getting their ass kicked.
Optimus, he just comes when it's convenient.
He comes in when it's convenient to kill everything and wins. Yeah. Damn, did they give that robot dreadlocks? Oh my god.
Oh god. Damn, it did. What?
Oh my god, dude. This look like the same shit that I've been watching for.
Like a metal T-Rex in there now.
Yeah, we got a metal T-Rex now. Because Optimus said we need an army now. They got robot dragon. Where the fuck are these things hiding at? There go Optimus doing that same shit. That same fucking shit, dude. Then the third one, when Shia LaBeouf yelled out, Optimus! And he came swarming through the city, like he was rolling, and he just took his sword and was just slicing through motherfuckers. I was just like, why don't they just have Optimus in these movies and fuck the rest of everybody else? He seems to get shit done. They did the same thing in this fucking trailer. He hops off the dinosaur, and then he just slides and just slicing shit. I'm just like, oh my god, dude. Oh,
like, this literally looks like the same fucking movie we've been seeing since 2007.
You put up a good point. Why are they still hiding? Why are they still hiding, goddamn? It's been how many years now and we still ain't accepted these damn things? We didn't see these things come out back in 2007. And I'm just going with the timeline here. It's been 10 years damn near. Let's just go ahead and say 10 years in the Transformers world. Yeah. And yet we still thinking like, I can't believe this. It's like, man, come on now. If you didn't have an iPhone for 10 years and still can't believe you can download music onto it, then damn. Okay. If you didn't have a PS3 or Xbox 3 for 10 years and can't believe that the graphics can look that damn good, then damn. Okay. These motherfuckers live in a world where they still can't believe that robots exist. Where are all these robots coming from?
Oh, man.
Where, Cody? Where the fuck are these things coming from?
There's always some bullshit, like, random ass, like, oh, we have this portal that just so happened to open up.
How the fuck did a portal open up? Humans have developed the technology to open a portal. It's so convenient that humans can do anything in these movies when it comes to helping these robots or locating an army or whatever, but they never once can detect that these fucking things exist. It is so fucking mind-boggling that all these fucking... I could have sworn the first movie, our race is ceasing to exist. You can't tell me that your fucking race is ceasing to exist when in the third one, you had a shitload of fucking robots come out. And in the fourth one, it looks like it's even twice that now.
Yeah, and I love how their motto is, we want to protect humans. But yet, the reason Decepticons come to Earth is just to fucking battle them. Like, why don't you just go the fuck away? Maybe that'll help.
And I don't get their whole mode. Yeah, exactly. That's a good thing, too. And then another thing is, well, you know what? They tried that in the third one, remember?
Tried.
And then they were just like, we're going to enslave humans by killing them so they can...
Exactly.
That don't make any damn... Okay, that don't make any damn sense.
Couple of fucking half Chicago, and that's...
Man, they show you scenes where they fucking, like, ships are flying down, obliterating people into skeletons and shit. Like, you just like... So when are you gonna enslave them? And why do you need to enslave them? I don't get that. Your planet looks fucking. How the fuck are they gonna fix that planet? That's what I wanna know.
Yeah, they're trying to bring their planet over to Earth. It's like, dude, how are the humans going to interact with that atmosphere? It don't make sense.
It don't make any goddamn sense, okay? If they would have made that movie where humans were traveling that planet and breathing the air just fine, I'd be like, Michael Bay don't give a fuck about physics, man. He just don't. He don't give a shit about physics, man.
Oh, my God, this franchise, man.
That dude just don't give. I love in the second one when he's just time traveling and shit. And well, not time travel, but like fucking transporting to places and shit. Teleporting to places and all of them in daylight. Motherfucker goes to London. Motherfucker goes to three different states. It's three different states and three different countries, and they all got the same goddamn time period going. I'm just like, okay, man. All right, man. And then in the third one, he really broke physics ground. Matter of fact, he did that worse than the transporting thing, whatever. He did it worse by actually having a fucking another planet collide with our planet, which that don't even make any fuck. That would destroy Earth's atmosphere.
Everything out of orbit.
That planet was 20 times bigger than fucking Earth. It would have murdered our solar system right there, whatever shit. Yeah, that shit went so conveniently back into this portal, whatever shit. Now we back to the fourth one where we seeing the same shit. Humans are hunting us. We have to hide, whatever. Why don't you just leave?
Thank you.
I don't get that. Why don't you just fucking leave? You don't have to worry about that. A second, you got Optimus acting all deep talking about how much of my men do I have to watch get sacrificed. You wouldn't have to watch that, Optimus. You just fucking leave. You sitting here looanlike a bunch of rusted up piece of shit from Sanford and Son's junkyard or whatever, and where you can be probably living on another planet where you can be living peacefully in your real form, not this bullshit ass busted truck you keep rolling around in. But yeah, you just choose to stay here or whatever. I don't get that.
Yeah, that's another thing. Look at these Transformers.
One more thing I want to say before we get in the look. People hunting you. Why are you still trying to protect them?
Exactly. I don't
get that at all. Why would you even care about protecting them if they hunting your men down or whatever? But whatever. Now the look of them. Why did that motherfucker have dreadlock beard and a dreadlock head? That nigga look like the Predator by the head.
Why do they smoke cigars, man? Oh, my God.
Why is breakdance? Why does it look like a goddamn dinosaur? I don't understand it. It's from a cigar. Like that robot knows what the taste of a cigar. Oh shit. Oh shit. You know what? I'm not even gonna be mad when I walk into this forefront. I'm just gonna be laughing. I'm not gonna be mad because I'm gonna laugh at all the shit I'm gonna see as a repeat of it. Because the third one I was mad because the third one I gave him a chance was saying, well, he said there's a writer strike, so maybe the third one will be different. And sure enough, I was mad walking out because I was like, it's the same shit. This one, I'm not even gonna be mad. I'm just gonna be walking out there laughing my ass off because I know it's gonna be the same repeated shit.
Oh, man.
This is gonna be gold, man.
Man, people, man. People.
Darkness at the movies, man. This is gonna be gold. Whatever. I wonder if I'm gonna play that game again. Cause the last one, me and my brother played a game is let's count on our fingers how many mistakes he makes in the first 30 minutes. We went over our fingers. Motherfucker opened up with a problem. It was that nigga fucking giving a goddamn lecture again, and then it went to that girl's ass walking up the stairs. So what new bitches? Oh, he got teenager ass in this one now. Okay, that's even better. Fuck you, Michael Bay. Just fuck you, man. Well, anyway, people, that's been another edition of Movie Spoilers, sponsored by Fandango, of course. Episode 116. I'm the phenomenal one.
Mm-hmm. I'm his co-host, Cody.
And we will catch you people next week. Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards, you. I'm gonna go get some more.